This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Government is the problem. You have to take away power from the swamp. That's the only way you can drain the swamp.
The Health Ranger Report.
You can't step into the swamp and high-five all the swamp monsters, yay, and then say, let's change the swamp, let's clean it up. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The entire editorial staff of the Boston Herald is now openly, publicly calling for the government to execute all vaccine skeptics, including scientists, naturopaths, journalists, and holistic health practitioners who don't think that children should be injected with mercury. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is a factual report, and I thank you for listening. You're listening to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at healthrangerscience.com. And yes, I am one of the people who is threatened by the Boston Herald. They have now put out a call for death, the mass executions of individuals like myself. I'm a scientist. I run CWC Labs, an internationally accredited, ISO-audited, gold standard, evidence-based elemental analysis laboratory running mass spectrometry equipment. I've just had a major article, a science paper published in a mainstream peer-reviewed science journal called LCGC about the quantitation of cannabinoid molecules and analytes from hemp extracts. So I'm one of the many scientists who is now, according to the Boston Herald, we should all be rounded up and executed by the government. This is in an editorial by the Boston Herald, which said that because a virus has caused a tiny outbreak of non-fatal measles in Minnesota, therefore, the government should execute all people who don't like mercury in vaccines or who think vaccines are not 100% safe. Now, this happens at the same time that the federal government has just released a document, a spreadsheet, really, showing its payouts for vaccine injuries of children who have been maimed, injured, or killed by vaccines in the United States. And so far, in fiscal year 2017, according to the federal government, they have paid out $159 million to families of vaccine-injured children. Again, this is happening at the same time that the Boston Herald says that no children are damaged by vaccines, and the same time that the Washington Post says that the viral outbreak in Minnesota is caused by anti-vaccine people, not a virus, which is, of course, the most absurd quack science nonsense you can imagine. What's interesting, though, is that the payout, the $159 million in payouts, that's only so far in fiscal year 2017. It's going to get to be something more like $250 to $300 million by the end of the fiscal year, affecting probably about 1,200 children in the United States who have been deemed appropriate for these payouts. There are another at least 2,500 children who will be denied payouts by this kangaroo vaccine court. It's called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It's run by the government and the vaccine industry to try to hide vaccine injuries from the public. We also know that only about 1 in 100 children who is damaged by vaccines, at least that's a conservative estimate, ends up making a claim in this system, because you have to hire an attorney and then you have to wait 2 to 10 years to get a decision from the vaccine court. So most parents whose children are made autistic or whose children suffer seizures or are paralyzed or put into comas or killed by vaccines, most parents decide not to pursue the vaccine court. They decide that it's not worth it. Only an estimated 1 in 100 families will go through that. So the real number of children in America who are being injured, maimed, or killed by vaccines each year is absolutely over 120,000 children each year. 120,000 children a year. And yet the Boston Herald says that the government should round up and murder anyone who dares cite these statistics or anyone who dares say that vaccines are not 100% safe, or anyone who says that mercury is toxic to the brains of developing children. So the Boston Herald, which is, of course, a lunatic, liberal, left-leaning publisher, has gone insane, as has most of the left. The Boston Herald mirrors the rantings of the UC Berkeley student paper, which called for the executions of Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos because they didn't like the speech that Milo was going to give at Berkeley before he was practically mobbed and chased out of there. They were trying to kill him. This is the new philosophy of the insane, deranged, lunatic left. They believe, as is now evidenced yet again in the Boston Herald, they believe that they have the right to have you murdered if you disagree with them. And it's interesting that the Boston Herald writers, they did not say that they themselves wanted to murder me or murder other scientists or other journalists. They want the government to do it for them. And that's very much in line with the way left-wing fascists always operate. They want the government to do the killing for them because they don't want to get their hands dirty and they don't know how to use guns. Well, guess what, Boston Herald morons? I do know how to use a gun. I'm licensed as a concealed carry holder. I've passed all FBI background checks, and I'm tactically trained in handgun combat, including shotguns and battle rifles and long-range sniper shooting as well. So if you want to bring your threats to Texas and bring your noose, if you think you can manage to slip it around my neck, and you want to try to come to my ranch and see if your entire staff, all of your writers combined, if you think that you can manage to execute me as I'm wearing my lab coat and running my mass spec instrumentation looking at mercury samples, then come on and give it a try. We'll just see how that goes. I can't wait to see you try that. That's going to be very interesting. I may not even have to reload. I don't know how many staffers you have, but I don't think I'm going to have to reload. If I do have to reload, that's okay too. I got a lot of spare magazines for you. You are welcome to come try it. And after I'm done with you, I'll just call the sheriff and he will come over and count you up, write up a report and say, thank you, Health Ranger, for defending life and liberty against the insane, violent lunatics of the vaccine industry. That's how it would actually go down. So if you're interested in doing that, Boston Herald morons, go ahead, come to Texas. Let's see what happens. But if you can't make good on your threat, then shut the hell up, because you are the fascists, you are the dangerous individuals, you are the child murderers, and you are openly calling for the murder of people with whom you disagree. You want the government to carry out mass murder because that is the reflection of your entire philosophy. You support abortions of living babies. You support vaccine injuries of children. You support the mass exploitation of black women and black men by the cancer industry, which preys upon African Americans. You support the killing, probably the execution of President Trump and anyone who supports him. You, Boston Herald editors, you are insane. You belong in a psychiatric ward. You should be arrested and held for psychiatric observation. You should be treated with aggressive chemicals because that's what you deserve, because you are lunatics. So either retract what you're saying or come to Texas and make good on your threat. And don't call for somebody else to do the killing for you. Come do it yourself, and we'll just see how that goes. All right. If you want to hear more about issues of science and medicine from an honest, philosophically consistent point of view, check out my podcast, healthrangerscience.com. And I may even now, just kind of motivated by this Boston Herald situation, I may even put together a video to teach scientists how to defend themselves with firearms. Because I think a lot of scientists don't have the gun skills that I have, and now they're being threatened. The Boston Herald's calling for them to be mass executed. And I think they need to learn how to exercise self-defense against these left-wing journo terrorists, these lunatics in Boston, who are now trying to mass murder anyone with whom they disagree. It's an astonishing world that we find ourselves inhabiting at this point. And all we can do is try to protect life, protect the lives of children, protect the lives of ourselves, and exercise our lawful right to self-defense to stop those who are attempting to commit violence against us. And if we need to use tools of kinetic force that follow the laws of physics, then guess what? The journalists of the Boston Herald, they won't understand how that works either because they are all scientifically illiterate. They won't see what's coming, in other words. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.